Mr. Herman.
Poop again!
Party on, dude!
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
Extreme close up!
Welcome back into the Radcast, everybody. I'm Steven.
I'm tired.
Hello, tired. What have you done with my brother, Matt?
Here I am.
Yeah, okay, there you are. Goodbye, tired. Good to see you. Anyway, welcome back into the Radcast. And yes, my laptop is connected.
I know you are
to,
all
it's
wondering.
It's connected to the charger.
Yep.
I've learned my lesson. But thank you all for joining us once again, and thank you for your patience. I'm glad to hear that we've gotten feedback that some of you out there enjoyed our re-release of Sudden Death from Sucktastic Cinema.
It's a very primo episode.
I very much enjoyed listening to it again. So yes, thank you all for listening to it again. If it was your first time listening to it, hope you enjoyed it. Throw you in the toilet, hoping you enjoy it.
Yeah.
But this week we are coming at you with a new offering.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a new offering in 2023.
Finally.
We're talking 2004. It's the episode that we almost got done recording at Matt's house before my laptop died again.
Yes.
But we're getting back to it. The year 2004 inside of our 2000s retrospective. If this is your first time listening to one of our episodes in this retrospective series, thank you for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And over our first few seasons, we talked about the 90s, year of the 90s, we dedicated its own episode to it, to where we talked about the movies, music, celebrity deaths, world events, sports, all an assortment. Yes, thank you. An assortment of things involving that certain year. And this, so far, since we've been back with the Radcast, we've been tackling the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been since November, since we've done a year in the 2000s.
Yep.
So we're going to tackle 2004 now. But before all of that, Matt, why don't you let everyone know where they can find us?
You can find us on social media. You can find us on Instagram. We are at the Radcast. Cast is spelled with a K. The Radcast is all one word. And then find us in all major podcast apps, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yes. Leave a review, 5-star review.
Yep.
Let us know what you think.
Uh-huh.
And if for whatever reason you don't want to do it on any of those podcast apps, reach out to us on Instagram.
Yep.
At the handle that Matt just gave.
Please.
Nice and easy and simple, just like recording these episodes.
Uh-huh.
So Matt, let's get started. Who were some of the suckers who died in 2004?
Sorry about you.
Sorry about you.
And with each category, we can't cover everything that happened in 2004, but we're going to do our best to cover as much as we can.
Yeah.
So some of the celebrity deaths in 2004 kicked it off with a big one,
right.
But there was a big one. There's a lot of big ones, but Ronald Reagan, former President Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Proprietor of trickle-down economics.
Yeah. Reaganomics, which did nothing to help the disadvantaged in America, and actually furthered the wage gap.
Mm-hmm.
The rich just kept getting richer, and the poor have stayed poor and have gotten poorer, actually. So
yes.
Thank you so much, Ronald Reagan.
Thank you, Ronald Reagan. You are a hero to many. I am not one of them.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me about that is we were playing baseball at that time. We were in the middle of an undefeated season.
Yeah.
In 2004, the first half of 2004, we were in the sixth grade, and the second half, we were in the seventh grade,
yep.
So 12 and 13, respectively. And this was summer 2004, and we were in the middle of a game, and
yep.
they made an announcement over the PA system at Florissant Area Athletic Association fields, the ball fields, as they were called.
At the ball field.
At the ball.
Meet playing you, ball with the boys at the ball field.
Meet you at the ball field. And they were like, the President Ronald Reagan has died. He had a parking cone shoved up his ass, way too far up his ass, and he died.
Trickle up at the mouth. That's stupid. That doesn't make any sense.
But anyway, he has died, parking cone shoved up his ass.
Yeah.
And
his body just couldn't take it anymore.
not that
I'm
time.
I'm at my limits.
I'm not as young as I used to be.
I used to be able to shove many things up my ass.
Mm-hmm. And then they called for a moment of silence, and they even for some reason said the autopsy showed, even though he just died in an autopsy, that he had jelly beans in his system at the time.
Stephen Webster, you're in the clear.
I breathed a huge sigh of relief. Hit two home runs in honor of Ronnie Reagan.
But yes, you were deeply affected by it. Marlon Brando, arguably the greatest actor of all time. Definitely very influential.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Ray Charles.
Man.
Famous musician. You know who Ray Charles
He's
is.
He's an absolute icon.
Yeah. Icon.
Yes. Very good.
Chris.
He still had eyes. He just couldn't see.
Yeah, they just were bum. They didn't work.
He's got bum eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
Looked, I think from the trailer of Ray, it's the only thing I've seen, he looked in the sun too long.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stop. Christopher Reeve.
Oh,
Superman.
Man. Tragic.
On screen and off screen
A real hero.
Yeah. If you know the accident that he suffered, fell off a horse and became paralyzed, and then became an activist, an advocate, and a philanthropist, and all those things after that. So a real-life Superman. Julia Child.
Yes.
Boy famously portrayed by John Candy on SCTV.
Is it Meryl Streep and Julie and Julia?
That too. She's a famous chef.
Yeah.
Pat Tillman, who's a former professional football player. Mm-hmm. He enlisted in the Army after this 9/11 attacks. Mm. And then he died as a result of friendly fire in Afghanistan.
There's a lot of speculation behind his death, conspiracy theories and such. That you can all do your own independent research.
Please. Actually, maybe don't, because nobody knows how to actually do research.
Yeah, nobody's benefited from doing their own research.
Googling something does not constitute as research is a whole involved process.
Yeah, I don't know.
Whole involved studious educational process.
I don't know about all those scientific reports. I need to do my own research first. It's like, how about you just not?
Yeah. I don't trust you at all.
Yeah.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Ugh.
Just legendary comedian.
You almost can't go wrong watching, old clips of him on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, but also old stand-up bits from The Tonight Show. And just, Dangerfield was an institution for up-and-coming comedians in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So a legend, easily in my top favorite comedians of all time. Dimebag Darrell, guitarist for Damage Plan, Pantera. A crazed Pantera fan who was upset over them breaking up, jumped on stage at a Damage Plan show and shot Dimebag Darrell point blank and killed him.
It's incredibly horrific.
Yeah,
what
awful.
Happened.
Just awful. Far too young. Rick James.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Obviously, Rick James, super freak. Give It to Me, Baby. Just a... not an institution, but just super popular in the 80s. Producer, pop star, bass player, all that stuff.
Yep.
Popularized by Dave Chappelle's portrayal on The Chappelle Show.
Sticky to the icky. It's still one of my favorite bits.
Oh, yeah. Janet Leigh.
Yeah.
So Psycho, the lady that gets stabbed in the shower.
Yeah.
Also Jamie Lee Curtis's mom.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Jerry Orbach.
Yeah.
Actor, singer, obviously was Law and Order, and then was in Beauty and the Beast, played the voice of the candelabra.
Mm-hmm. I don't know his name.
Yeah.
And also the subject of a very funny John Mulaney bit.
Yes, very funny. Someone who became really famous in St. Louis back in 2019 during the Blues Stanley Cup runs, Laura Branigan.
Yeah.
Her song Gloria.
Yeah.
Kind of our rallying cry during that playoff run. I hate that song. I've always hated that song. I hated that song even when we used it as a victory song.
Mm-hmm.
It's that song sucks.
Yeah.
So, and no one can convince me otherwise.
Every time I was like, why this song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Reggie White.
Oh, Minister of Defense.
Oh, yeah. Hall of Fame defensive lineman. Played for the Packers, Eagles, Panthers. Minister of Defense. John Drew Barrymore, so not John, like famous John Barrymore. Basically, he's John Drew Barrymore is famous for being Drew Barrymore's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was a sporadic actor, but it's Drew Barrymore's dad.
Yeah,
Tony Randall, The Odd Couple.
Yeah.
Johnny Ramone from the Ramones.
Yep.
Bob Keeshan, The iconic haircut, Captain Kangaroo.
Yeah.
The kangaroo do.
Yeah, much like the Caesar or the mullet or the Farrah, the Farrah hair in the 70s. Yeah. The kangaroo do swept the nation.
Keeshan's kangaroo do.
Yeah, that was a wild 3 weeks in 1978.
I'll say. Poor kids. Co-discoverer of the structure of DNA molecule, Francis Crick.
Mm.
Won a Nobel Prize.
Ah.
The Big Boss Man.
Ah, yeah.
Wrestler, Ray Traylor.
Stalwart.
Oh, yeah.
Stalwart mid-Carter.
For sure. Isabel Sanford. She played Wheezy Jefferson. Paul Winfield.
Yeah.
Actor of stage and screen.
He won an Emmy.
Famous voice.
Won an Emmy for his portrayal as Martin Luther King Jr.
Yep. Mm-hmm. In the Mike Tyson story.
Oh, yeah.
He also played Don King.
Yeah. Well, I guess in the Mike Tyson story, because he was the voice of the Don King analog in the episode where Homer and the Simpsons, where Homer is a boxer.
That's probably where they got that idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Faye Ray,
who's
Ann Darrow in the original King Kong. Estee Lauder, who's the co-founder of Estee Lauder Companies, so like shampoos and shit.
Yeah.
Jacques Derrida, is a French philosopher who developed the philosophical approach known as deconstruction.
I thought he was the creator of Doritos.
Yeah.
Jacques Doritos.
Some sort of communication breakdown resulted in Doritos.
Yes.
Like, I thought they were Doritos. I thought you were going to put them in a tennis ball tube.
Like,
also Pringles.
Named after Curly Joe Dorito. the famed sixth stooge.
Yeah. Exactly. Speaking of someone that sounds like a stooge, Skeeter Davis. She was a singer-songwriter. She was a children's writer as well.
It's because Skeeter also sounds like a 70s basketball player, a 90s
in the ABA,
a 90s utility infielder, and someone who is into scat such and such.
Yeah, exactly.
Animal scat.
Yeah, not the vocal stylings.
talking animal feces.
Fessies. Jack Parr, who's the second host of The Tonight Show, so pre-Johnny Carson. Juliana of the Netherlands. She was the Queen of the Netherlands from 1948 to 1980. Robert Pastorelli, what's your problem?
Just thinking of some silly stuff, that's all.
Oh, that's fair. Just silliness, you know.
So Robert Pastorelli.
Yeah, he was a Murphy Brown, Dances with Wolves, Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Simple Wish with Mara Wilson.
Simple Wish with Maury Wilson.
Martin Short. Yeah, there was one scene in there. It's not a good movie.
Right.
But I remember there's one scene in there. It's where his character is a struggling stage actor.
Yeah.
He's Mara Wilson's dad in the movie.
Right.
And he's cast in A Tale of Two Cities. And at the end of the movie, he sings the song is a far, far better thing I would do. I remember thinking about it now, I may not feel this way I watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about it now, I was like, whoa, his vocal performance kind of gave me goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good. Whenever I think of that song, I think of that scene.
Yeah, that's and also when
not
Martin,
that I think about that song all the time.
Right. But also what gives me goosebumps is Martin Short's mocking Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. His crowning achievement.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Goldsmith, so prolific composer.
So, yes.
Oh, yeah. Received an Oscar for his work on The Omen.
Mm-hmm.
Also did Alien, Poltergeist, Gremlins, Dennis the Menace, The Mummy.
Very, very similar notes used in all of those where you can recognize as Jerry Goldsmith.
Oh, yeah. Howard Keel, Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Okay.
You know it.
Yeah.
Mercedes McCambridge, who's the demon voice in The Exorcist. Also was a very famous, talented radio performer.
Demon voice in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers.
Yeah, exactly.
That's too many of you.
The most I remember about Seven Brides for Seven Brothers is it was one of the first DVDs that our family owned.
Yep.
And I remember popping open the case, and when
closing. Yeah,
well, it was one of those it's like one of those DVD cases, not like the clamshell, but it's like it has like the fold over it. Mm-hmm. And I opened it up, and there was, of course, like a splash page of a scene from the movie.
The chapter list.
And it's the chapter list.
Yeah.
When DVDs used to have chapter listings inside of them.
I remember one thing that I did was I would look at chapters on movies I've never seen.
Right.
And like, not even try and decipher, but determine whether or not the movie is stupid based on the chapter list.
Maury licks his asshole.
Yeah, he's like, Oh, this sounds so good.
This is salacious.
Yeah. Russ Meyer.
So, oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about a Russ Meyer DVD had that chapter on it.
Big chapter five, big old titties. because he did a lot of like sexploitation films, like Faster Pussycat, Kill Kill, Beyond the Valley of the Dolls.
His style of filming almost became like its own referential thing, like in Russ Meyer films.
Yeah, exactly. Very big and busty women.
Yeah, exactly.
George Buck Flower.
Classic character actor.
Yeah. So that's the dads.
Yeah, yeah. Back to the Future. He's crazy drunk drivers. Very much played a lot of like bearded, kind of
sleazy.
Kind of looks sleazy. Yeah. Kind of like dirty, homeless looking characters. Mm-hmm. Art imitates life.
Yeah, exactly.
So some of the world events. Speaking of life, actual stuff that happened in actual life.
Yeah,
who cares
exactly.
about deaths of fake kayfabe celebrities?
Yeah, exactly. They weren't real.
It's not real. Vince McMahon really didn't get exploded in his limo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just leave it at that.
get exploded.
So some of the world events in 2004. Again, like Matt said, I may or may not. I'm not going to cover everything. The website I get this off of is actually it's very thorough with what it covers. But again, it's not going to cover everything. Mm-hmm. So January 26th, the very most important thing that happened at the beginning of 2004, a whale explodes in Tainan, Taiwan, an explosion caused by a buildup of gas and a decomposing sperm whale.
Ooh.
So a whale exploded. It had too much sperm in its belly, like Rod Stewart.
It's all blue balled. It's all backed up.
Mm-hmm.
Someone go jerk off that whale.
Whoa.
It's taking volunteers.
What does that newspaper headline look like? Or what does that one ad look like?
Looking you ever for masturbate a whale?
Looking for volunteers to jerk off a whale.
Rubbing your chin.
Let's see. $17 an hour.
What am I doing this today? Do I have any time?
$20 a gallon.
Stitch left even. It sounds like some Snagglepuss would be interested in.
Try not to get super sexually vulgar on the show, but sometimes I can't avoid it, huh? February 1st, in the, kind of the same realm here, Janet Jackson has a wardrobe malfunction during the Super Bowl halftime show. Yep, the incident was known as Nipplegate.
Yeah.
What I remember about that is we were watching the game. It was between the Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And we went to bed and turned it off or whatever at halftime.
Before halftime, yeah.
And we woke up the next morning and Mom's like, did you guys watch the halftime show? And we're like, no.
It was spicy.
Yeah. Man, you guys missed out. Justin Timberlake pulls off a piece of, is supposed to pull off a piece of Janet Jackson's wardrobe to reveal something underneath, but he pulled off a little too much.
A little too much.
Showed her a little nipple.
Naked boobies.
Yeah, exactly.
Justin Timberlake not coming under near as much fire as Janet Jackson did in the ensuing months.
Yeah, which
years even.
A little unfair if you ask me.
I'll say.
And here's something that caters kind of to the unfair a lot of times. February 4th, Mark Zuckerberg launches Facebook from his Harvard dorm room.
And thus begins the end of everything.
Yep. What started as something cool to be a part of, I would say. I mean, I thought it was pretty cool 2007 when I got Facebook.
I was still heavy into MySpace at this time, or at least starting to get into MySpace.
So what started as something cool to be a part of has become a cesspool and a scourge on humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So go send me a friend request on Facebook.
Please. I'll give it a little poke, maybe a little wave.
Maybe I'll put in some of my some flair on my corkboard.
Oh yes, please. Simple days.
Yes, exactly.
You had to be invited by someone to join Facebook. Mm-hmm. Now any yahoo can get a Facebook.
Yep, exactly, and post whatever the hell they want.
Yep. And I think it's important just by virtue of some sort of right to have an opinion. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So February 12th, San Francisco, California starts issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. March 13th, Luciano Pavarotti performs his last opera at the New York Metropolitan Opera's Tosca.
It's easy.
Opera's not hard.
It's really not. It's an illustration in how it is not hard.
March 15th, George Harrison, ZZ Top, Jackson Brown, Prince, Bob Seger, and the Dells are inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nice.
That's quite the class.
I got my hair cut by a lady who cut Bob Seger's hair once.
For real?
It's Well, that's what she said.
She's like, hey, come watch this strut. And she starts cutting and strutting your
hair. She's like, well, I cut Bob Seger's hair before, and it was right before he went on The Tonight Show. And then they commented on his haircut, and he's like, yeah, thanks, and like winked at the camera. And even at the time, I was like, I didn't say it, but I was thinking, that didn't happen.
Can you let me go inside, lady?
Yeah, exactly.
This was outside of the barber shop.
Right. smoke. Wait, so what, you want a haircut?
Did she have to reassure you? We're like, I don't know about your credentials, lady. And she's like, I once cut Bob Seger's hair. I've seen his haircuts.
Yeah, exactly.
I had that old Silver Bullet Band album.
Yeah.
So April 1st, Google launches Gmail.
Ah, Gmail?
Yes. April 29th, Oldsmobile builds its final car after 107 years of production. May 21st, Pempa Dorje climbs Mount Everest in 8 hours 10 minutes, beating his rival Lhakpa Gelu's record.
That's one of those things I thought you just kind of like took your time on, which I guess you can.
I did take my time pronouncing those names. You're correct.
I'll say. Papa Georgie.
It's one of those things like, this is supposed to take like days, right? Mm-hmm. Sir Edmund Hillary, it took days for him to do it.
Yeah, exactly.
He's just a dirty white man, though.
I'll say.
May 29th, the World War II.
I'll say.
May 29th, World War II Memorial dedicated in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
June 24th, capital punishment is declared unconstitutional in New York.
Okay.
July 16th, Martha Stewart sentenced to 5 months in prison plus 5 months of home confinement after lying to federal investors about insider trading. Yes, I definitely remember that too.
Got her some street cred.
Exactly. Now she hangs out with Snoop Doggy Dogg.
Snoop Doggy Dogg. Who's influencing who?
Yes. Who made who?
Who made who? Who made you?
Yes. All right, I got to quit. I'm going to start saying all the lyrics.
Okay, yeah.
August 13th, the Summer Olympics in Athens, Greece.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. August
Sarah, of course I remember it. I keep saying I remember that. Of course, I was alive.
Yes. I was 12 going on 13 when that happened.
Boy, was I alive.
Well, I was 13 at this. We were 13 at this point, August 13th. Like, we'd been 13 for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
August 22nd, The Scream Painting by Edvard Munch is stolen at gunpoint from the Munch Museum in Oslo, Norway. I'd like to think the gun was pointed at the painting saying, all right, you spooky bitch, no sudden movements or you'll get a slug between the eyes.
All right, see here, see?
Spooky bitch.
Spooky bitch.
September 15th, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman announces a lockout of the players' union and cessation of operations by the NHL head office. I'm gonna put myself in the hall of in the NHL Hall of Fame. That led to the lockout of the 04-05 NHL season, which we covered briefly in the 2005 episode. November 2nd, George W. Bush is reelected as president. Mission accomplished.
We did it. I voted for him.
Yeah. did you? November 27th, Pope John Paul II returns St. John Chrysostom. Relics to the Eastern Orthodox Church. And I like to think he was like, hey, I forgot I had this under my pillow.
My bad.
Call off your dogs.
Yeah.
December 31st, opening
call of off your dogs. who's he talking? He runs the show.
I don't know. And finally, December 31st, 2004, opening of Taipei 101, which was at the time the tallest skyscraper in the world at 1,670 feet.
Love their orange chicken.
Yes.
Taipei. Sorry, I'm hungry right now, and so I'm thinking about food.
Okay, well, keep going.
I don't care.
What are the films?
Some movies that came out in 2004, a lot of big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Closer, Natalie Portman and Jude Law. Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Jim Carrey, Kate Winslet, Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban, Troy,
Brad Pitt,
and Brad Pitt.
It's not a bad movie.
No, it's
not a good movie.
It's pretty
not
good.
A bad movie.
Mean Girls.
That's
very
become,
good movie.
That's become a classic in the last 20 years.
Oh, for sure. Sideways,
mm-hmm.
National Treasure.
Mm-hmm.
I like that movie.
Yeah,
The Aviator. Leo DeCap.
Ah, yes.
White Chicks. Still have never seen it.
Yeah.
Even when it came out and I was the demographic, I thought it looked stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Along Came Polly with Ben Stiller. Alexander.
With Colin Farrell.
Mm-hmm. The Notebook.
Ah.
Which, again, I've never seen.
A romance classic.
The Passion of the Christ.
I saw that movie once.
Oh?
It's got a Jim Caviezel who is in the movie Ed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About a monkey playing baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This just as culturally significant.
I'd much rather watch a monkey playing baseball.
Exactly.
I liked it at the time.
Sure. I've never seen
watched it under duress.
Yeah.
Watched it under duress.
Yeah. The threat of eternal damnation. The Day After Tomorrow.
Mm.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Wow.
Seminal films that came out in 2004. Yeah. This is one of them.
Yeah.
For a middle school boy.
Right. Oh, yeah. It's just...
For a lot of people.
Yeah.
But.
Kind of like quirky indie movies were not new. But
right.
Like in this kind of style, it mm-hmm. kind of opened the door for a small window
yeah.
of time. It opened the door for a window for a small,
yeah.
small period of time for movies like this. I mean, the same people made Nacho Libre,
yeah,
which it's panned. I love it.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But Napoleon Dynamite for
like
a good
silly,
yeah. yeah, for a good couple of years was one of those highly quotable merchandise
yeah.
movies that wore out its welcome very, very quickly.
Yeah. I have since come back around to it, and
yeah,
I love it.
A very special spot in my heart.
Yeah, for sure. But I'd never seen anything like it at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's like the silly and absurd, the setting of it, the characters.
2003, 2004, two of the biggest things that stick out to me, HomestarRunner.com,
yep.
Napoleon Dynamite,
yep.
and I said two, but
many
there's
other things.
But
yeah.
Napoleon Dynamite and Homestar Runner are two like
yeah,
big things.
For sure. Shrek 2.
Saw that
great
in theaters.
Sequel. Mm-hmm. Dodgeball, True Underdog Story.
It's all right.
It's fine. Another,
yeah.
like, movie that people latched onto and quoted and did all that stuff.
It's one of those things you take away the constant memes and references. Step
oh,
Brothers
yeah.
is the same way. You take away the constant memes and references and everybody quoting it
yep.
Ad nauseum. It's not bad. So with that example, I think Step Brothers is
yeah.
funnier, but Dodgeball's not bad.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Girl Next Door.
Man.
Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah, I was in love with Alicia Cuthbert.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I still have a crush on her, but I was in love with her after
yeah.
I saw that movie.
Of course. The Incredibles, which it's always crazy when I remember it's from 2004.
Yeah.
So it's almost 20 years, and that mm-hmm. movie does not look... It doesn't have a certain age
yeah.
look to it,
mm-hmm.
so it still looks pretty current.
Mm-hmm.
Howl's Moving Castle.
Mm.
The Machinist. Christian Bale.
Yeah.
I think he got down to like 96 pounds or something.
Mm-hmm.
Something
that's
just
crazy.
Nuts. Saw.
Yeah.
The first Saw movie. Collateral.
Tom Cruise,
mm-hmm.
Jamie Foxx.
Yep. The Punisher. Thomas Jane's
yeah.
Punisher, which I still like.
Yeah.
The Village with Sigourney Weaver. M. Night Shyamalan.
Mm-hmm.
Crash. So that ensemble cast won
yeah.
Academy Award.
Yep.
The Butterfly Effect.
Mm. Ashton Kutcher.
Downfall. 13 going on 30, which
great
is a
movie.
Really fun movie. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man 2,
that was,
saw
I mean,
that in theaters.
It's a good movie.
Yeah, for sure. Highly regarded to a lot of people. It's still the greatest superhero movie of all time,
mm-hmm.
which I disagree.
Yeah.
Layer Cake,
mm.
50 First Dates.
Great movie.
Which is a great movie. The Phantom of the Opera.
Mm.
Dawn of the...
Bro! Bro!
That's a duet from it. Yeah, let's duet. Dawn of the Dead, Euro Trip.
Ah.
So Dawn of the Dead, the...
Dawn of the Dead, colon Euro Trip.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say the movie, but of course the movie. Hellboy.
Mm-hmm.
It said, I thought it said Holiday for a second.
The Holiday,
holiday
with Hellboy.
Hellboy Holiday Special. Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. I mean,
man, oh man.
You want to talk about like big... like cult pop culture,
yeah,
like it when it came out,
mm-hmm.
it didn't even like need to take a bunch of time to get ingratiated into the culture
yeah.
and the
yeah.
slang.
I was watching the 2004 MLB All-Star game the other
yeah.
night, and there was a commercial for Anchorman like in theaters.
Yeah,
and it's like, this newspaper says the most quotable movie of the year, and I was like, that's an understatement.
Yeah.
It really did. I mean, it still is, it still has
oh, yeah.
influence, and it started a whole slew of that type of movie.
Oh, yeah.
That is like, it's silly and it's over the top and it's bombastic.
Yeah.
It has a little bit of heart to it.
Yeah.
And it's like the, and it's that certain, it's the
yeah.
Will Ferrell. It was
oh, yeah.
a huge launching
like
point
the Adam
for
McKay
Will Ferrell
type.
Adam McKay.
Movie.
And then into the Judd Apatow type
yeah.
movies and
oh,
everything
yeah.
like that.
Probably the most quotable movie of the entire decade,
mm-hmm.
I would say.
Oh, yeah.
most quoted, I mm-hmm. should say. Man on Fire, mm-hmm. Another very highly quotable movie. Yeah. I'm on fire!
Put me out!
It's one of my favorite movies. Put me out. He doesn't seem to be in a hurry to be put out. Anyway, Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah, that won an Oscar. A few of them.
Sure. Yeah. Hilary Swank, I think, won an Oscar for it. Highly depressing movie, from mm-hmm. what I hear. I've never seen it. Van Helsing.
Mm.
Hugh Jackman. Shaun of the Dead. The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Funny movie.
Really funny movie. The Chronicles of Riddick. Before Sunset. Terminal. A Series of Unfortunate Events.
Saw that in theaters.
Oh, I used to read those books.
Mm-hmm.
The Polar Express. Kill Bill Vol. 2. Volume 2.
Of course.
To the uninitiated. King Arthur. I, Robot. Ocean's 12. Garden State.
Ah.
Cinderella Story.
Hilary
Duff. The Bourne Supremacy, Spanglish, Walking Tall with Dwayne Rogg, Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yeah, it's based off of the life of Buford Pusser and the remake of the movies with Jonah Baker.
Yes. Thank you for the history lesson.
No problem.
Blade Trinity, Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, Shark Tale, Meet the Fockers, Team America World Police, Primer. Put me out. Primer. Friday Night Lights, Hotel Rwanda, Alien vs. Predator, Wicker Park, Finding Neverland.
Oh.
A Peter Pan story.
Raymond J. Barry.
Yeah. J.M. Barry.
Whatever.
Raymond J. Barry. You know, the wide receiver for the Colts, Johnny Unitas' favorite target.
Hello. The greatest game ever played. Hello.
Ella Enchanted, Kung Fu Hustle, Resident Evil Apocalypse, Taxi, Queen Latifah.
Over here, Taxi.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, I remember.
Come on. I know you see me.
Get over here, Taxi.
Barbershop 2, Back in Business, Sleepover. We did it on Sucktastic Cinema. Uh-huh.
I like that. I like that movie.
It is a time capsule of that time.
Yeah.
The Princess Diaries 2, Royal Engagement, The Grudge, Scooby-Doo 2, Monsters Unleashed.
Call me when it's The Fudge or Super Fudge.
Tales of the Fourth Grade Nothing.
SpongeBob
SquarePants movie.
Saw that in theaters.
Ray, which showed people, it showed a wider audience just how talented Jamie Foxx is and was. Miracle, fantastic movie.
Favorite sports movie.
Revolutionized the way that hockey was filmed in movies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Without a Paddle. Starsky and Hutch, Stepford Wives, Cellular Garfield, Taking Lives, The Manchurian Candidate, Secret Window, Catwoman, Halle Berry, Speak, Saved, pretty good movie, Around the World in 80 Days, Club Dread, Chasing Liberty, Alf Pogs, he's back in Pog form. Dirty Dance at Havana Nights. I realize I keep hitting this microphone, so apologies in post, Steven. Mindhunters, Flight of the Phoenix, Raising Helen, The Lady Killers, Seed of Chucky, I Heart Huckabees, Soul Plane, Raise Your Voice!
Go on, do it.
The Whole 10 Yards, Motorcycle Diaries, Christmas with the Cranks.
It's an enjoyable movie.
It's got a nice Christmas tinge to it.
Yeah, it's almost as funny as Christmas with the Cranks.
Exactly. Win a Date with Tad Hamilton, Jersey Girl, Shall We Dance, Hidalgo, Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason, You Got Served, Vanity Fair, Welcome to Mooseport, Torque, Fat Albert, The Prince and Me, First Daughter, Bride and Prejudice, New York Minute, Catch That Kid, Johnson Family Vacation. Did you know that in a New York Minute, everything can change?
Yes, in a New York Minute, everything can change.
Johnson Family Vacation, The Final Cut, Wimbledon, Little Black Book, Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2.
So I think Super Babies, Baby Geniuses 2 is still number one on the IMDb bottom 150.
It has 1.5 stars.
Yes, I believe it's still number... Well, actually, I think Kirk Cameron's Saving Christmas took the number one spot. Rightfully so.
I'll say.
Go F yourself, Kirk Cameron.
Yeah, go do it.
Shove the same parking cone that Ronald Reagan died from up your ass.
Yeah. Maybe his body particles are still on it.
Yes.
Won't that be nice?
Yeah. So anyway, the music. So these are going to be mainly, I'm going to read off the albums, and then in parentheses, I kind of put a song off the album, a few songs off that certain album, or on some of these albums that may not have been covered, and some of the more famous or some of the more popular songs that came out in 2004, which I will say after all the albums. So the music, Phantom Planet, self-titled album, Phantom Planet, A Crow Left of the Murder.
Excellent Incubus, album.
Great album. When the Sun Goes Down, Kenny Chesney.
Oh, the best Disney.
France. I didn't even know what you just said.
You said Kenny Chesney, and I said the best Besney.
I think that's the line that won over Renee Zellweger.
I'm the best Disney. She's like, I'm in love.
I'm in love with a Chesney. Franz Ferdinand, self-taught.
Chesney's roasting on an open fire.
Yes. Franz Ferdinand, self-titled Francis Ferdinand.
Ford Ferdinand.
Yes. Feels Like Home from Norah Jones. Which has a song, Sunrise,
on
it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Kids Bop 5. Schizophrenic with J.C. Chazet.
J.C. Chazet.
Yeah. Sea of Faces from Cutlass.
Oh, yeah, Christian rock, dude.
Christian rock is the devil. Shadows Collide with People, John Frusciante. The Other Side, Godsmack, which had the song Touché, which played over a few different WWE packages. I think it was one of the secondary themes for WrestleMania 20. Seven Swans from Sufjan Stevens. Confessions from Usher. The Endless Number of Days, Iron and Wine. Till Death Do Us Part, Cypress Hill. Demita Joe from Janet Jackson. Honking on Bobo. Over there just honking on Bobo.
Let him be.
Yeah. Los Lonely Boys. Los Lonely Boys, which has the song Heaven in it.
Yeah.
You Gotta Feel Me from Lil Flip. You Gotta Feel Me. Inspiration from William Hung.
Ah, yes.
A lot we could say about that.
Yes. Covers superior to the original.
Yes. He also has these little... interspliced vocal inspiration that he does
vocal
as if everything's not vocal.
Oh yeah, like sort of like listening to like a self-help book.
Yeah,
he's like it's a lot of hard work and perseverance. Obviously I'm not gonna do his accent. He's a very thick Asian accent.
Yes.
But needless to say, to a young man, that was very funny.
Yes. Crossfade. Self-titled Crossfade, a alternative post-grunge rock group.
Yeah.
Is There Love in Space? Joe Satriani.
I don't know.
Me neither. Palm Trees and Power Lines, Sugar Cult, which had She's the Blade and Memory on it. Desensitized from Drowning Pool, which had the song Step Up, which was the theme for WrestleMania 20. Yep. It also was in the Punisher soundtrack. Yep. Musicology by Prince, Music of Mass Destruction, Anthrax, Underneath from Hanson, Horse of a Different Color, Big and Rich. It has a song, Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Riggin' Bitch.
Yep. Just for You, Lionel Richie, Timeless Journey, Patti LaBelle, Hopes and Fears, Keen, which has a song, Somewhere Only We Know, on it. Here for the Party, Gretchen Wilson, which has Redneck Woman. Yeah. No thanks. Sonic Firestorm from Dragon Force. Baptism from Lenny Kravitz. Yeah. So-Called Chaos, Alanis Morissette. Under My Skin, Avril Lavigne, which has My Happy Ending on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Volume 3, The Subliminal Verses from Slipknot, which has Duality and Before I Forget. The Silence is Black and White, Hawthorne Heights. Asshole, Gene Simmons. Three Cheers for Sweet Revenge, My Chemical Romance. I don't know anything off of. I don't really know any My Chemical Romance, but I recognize the album cover.
Right.
To the Five Boroughs, Beastie Boys, Disclaimer 2, Seether, which has a song Sold Me, and the version of Broken with Amy Lee
on it
from Evanescence.
Yes.
They're Only Chasing Safety, Under Oath, Inferno, Motorhead, Spider-Man 2 soundtrack, which we listen to a lot. Just as much. Well, I don't think we listen to any CD more than the Spider-Man soundtrack.
Yeah.
But Spider-Man 2, as far as soundtracks go, comes in a close second.
Yeah.
The Carter from Lil Wayne. Aphrodisiac from Brandy, The Curse from Atreyu, Watch Out from Alexis on Fire.
Great album.
We Are Not Alone from Breaking Benjamin, which has Firefly, Sooner or Later, Cold, Simple Design.
2004 was a turning of the page in my adolescence.
Yeah.
And a lot of the things that I started taking around me would burrow themselves into my brain.
Right.
Into my nostalgia bones or whatever reflect upon fondly.
Firefly is a song that is major nostalgia because it was on the soundtrack of SmackDown vs. Raw, which would play its licensed music, not just throughout whatever you were doing outside of the
menu
matches.
Screens.
They would play during matches.
So you learn these songs like very well.
Mm-hmm. Letter to the President, Hawk Nelson.
Yeah, Christian rock.
Christian pop punk.
All right.
Tipping Point, The Roots, Where You Want to Be from Taking Back Sunday, which has A Decade Under the Influence on it. My Own Best Enemy, Richard Marx. One Day Remains from Alter Bridge.
Great album.
Open Your Eyes and Loving Memory, One Day Remains. Find the Real and Metalingus, which still you can hear throughout arenas all around the world in the WWE, because that is the great wrestler Edge's theme.
Yep.
Has been since the song came out. Soviet Kitsch from Regina Spektor, Live Like We're Dying from Tim McGraw, Medulla from Bjork, The Deaf Initian from LL Cool J, Genius Loves Company, Ray Charles, Getting Away with Murder, Papa Roach, Hell's Pit from ICP.
Yeah, rock and roll.
Insane Clown Posse. Leviathan from Mastodon, Unwritten from Natasha Bedingfield, which the title track was a big hit.
Yeah.
Rubber Factory, The Black Keys, What I Do from Alan Jackson.
It's just What I Do, baby. Mm-hmm.
Everybody Loves a Happy Ending, Tears for Fears, which has the underrated Tears for Fears B-side, Secret World, on it. Funeral from Arcade Fire. Hangover You Don't Deserve, Bowling for Soup, which has the song 1985,
which was massive.
Played in rotation during the morning MTV blocks.
Yep.
Music video blocks.
Yeah.
The System Has Failed, Megadeth. The System Has Failed. By Megadeth.
Yeah, system has failed Megadeth.
They may feel like the system has failed them. Trouble from Ray LaMontagne. American Idiot from Green Day.
Massive.
That is a seminal album to this decade and to a lot of music, too.
Definitely exposed a lot of people to Green Day, a lot of new listeners, and was sort of a resurgence of sorts for them.
Yeah, it's arguably their most popular album. A lot of people still cite Dookie, rightfully so.
Yeah.
But
Dookie.
It's probably their best selling album to this day.
For sure.
Be Here, Keith Urban, which has Days Go By.
Right.
I kind of like that song. The Delivery Man from Elvis Costello. Romeo Land, Lil Romeo. This Is My Time from Raven Simone. It's my time now.
Pointing to myself.
Here's an album that top to bottom I've listened to so much in the last 10 years. This Type of Thinking Will Do Us In from Chevelle.
Great album.
We've seen them like 7 times.
Yep.
This is one of their best albums.
For sure.
Beautiful Soul from Jesse McCartney. Feels Like Today from Rascal Flatts, which has Bless the Broken Road on it. Hilary Duff, self-titled Hilary Duff.
Mm-hmm.
Mind, Body, and Soul, Joss Stone. Bare Naked Ladies for the Holidays. The Chronicles of Life and Death, Good Charlotte. Back to Bedlam, James Blunt, which has a stupid song, You're Beautiful, on it.
Oh, right.
Here is another amazing album from top to bottom from one of my top five favorite bands, probably my favorite of their albums, Futures, from Jimmy Eat World.
Excellent.
That's
album.
That, you talked earlier about The Incredibles kind of looking timeless.
Yeah.
You can't really tell.
Yep.
You know, you can't really pinpoint it to like 2004.
Right.
To me, this album sounds timeless.
Oh, yeah. Like, for sure.
And maybe because of radio play and everything, you can kind of see Bleed American.
Yeah.
Is from 2001.
Yeah.
Just because of the hits on there that were played all the time. But Futures, like, doesn't get as much recognition as Bleed American does, so you can't really pin it to a year. Yeah,
because the middle was so big, and I remember hearing it on the radio at a certain time in a certain year.
Yep.
So because of that, memory draws you back to that time. Mm-hmm. Whereas Futures, I hadn't heard anything from it.
Mm-hmm. Our Kind of Soul from Hall & Oates, War Party from Gwar, from Reliant K. Listen to that a lot in middle school.
Christian rock. Actually did listen to that Christian rock.
It was not as overt as like a Hawk Nelson or whomever else.
Yeah.
Peachtree Road from Elton John. Encore from Eminem. Crunk Juice, Lil Jon and the East Side Boys. Destiny Fulfilled from Destiny's Child. Powerballin' from Chingy. How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. What's you doing?
Nothing.
How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb, U2. Love Angel Music Baby, Gwen Stefani. Breakaway from Kelly Clarkson, which has Since You've Been Gone, Because of You, Behind These Hazel Eyes, and Breakaway. Head for the Door, The X's, which has
Ugly.
Ugly, Hey You is a great song. There's a few good songs off there. Ugly, though, was the theme to the 2004 Survivor series.
Yep.
Hot Fuss, The Killers. Eye to the Telescope, KT Tunstall, which has Black Horse and the Cherry Tree on it. Get Lifted, John Legend. Get Loose, which has Ordinary People. And finally, an album that we would see advertised on SmackDown, and if we had the privilege of thumbing through a WWE magazine, WWE Theme Addict.
Oh, yeah.
Which at that point was like the 10th volume of WWE CDs, but it was the first one we were ever aware of.
Started watching wrestling in 2004 and dove in head first. And I was like, a CD of wrestling themes. This will work perfectly for our like action figure wrestling federations and stuff.
And if you look at it, it's kind of one of the weakest of the WWE themed CDs. But hey, You couldn't have convinced us otherwise.
No, it had Evolution's theme on there. Shelton Benjamin.
Christian. So let's see. So some of the big songs. 1-2-Step, Sierra featuring Missy Elliott. 1985 from Bowling for Soup. Lean Back, Fat Joe. Somebody Told Me and Mr. Brightside from The Killers. Accidentally in Love from The County Crows, which is on the Shrek 2 soundtrack.
Yep.
Yeah and Caught Up from Usher. Check It Out. From Beastie Boys, My Band from D12, Leave, Get Out from JoJo, Freakalique from Pete Pablo, Pieces of Me, Ashley Simpson, Reach Up for the Sunrise, Duran,
great song,
Drop It Like It's Hot from Snoop Dogg, Tipsy from Jaquan, which is also a music video takes place at a house party in St. Louis, and finally Welcome Back from Mace.
Okay, cool. So some shows that started in 2004. Some big ones. Lost, which I've still never seen.
Yeah,
it's been requested to me and of me for many, many years.
Yep.
House, with Hugh Laurie, Stuart Little's dad. Entourage. Battlestar Galactica. It's like the more, I guess, quote unquote, current iteration, not the 70s TV show. Desperate Housewives.
I remember. I remember advertising for that.
Oh yeah. Deadwood.
Yes.
Veronica Mars.
Ah.
So the world's introduction to Kristen Bell. Stargate Atlantis. CSI New York. The 4400. Medical Investigation.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, right? Salad Fingers. Blue Collar TV.
Pass.
Yeah, hard pass. Hell's Kitchen.
Yeah.
Bridezilla's. Clubhouse with Jeremy Sumpter and Dean Cain. Is that fucking Dean Cain?
Yeah, I remember it came on after Cold Case on CBS Sunday nights.
Yeah, baseball. Boston Legal. Joey, the spinoff. Joey Tribbiani's spinoff from Friends. Bleach. Drake and Josh. Again, another show in which I was the demographic and I thought it was awful.
Didn't care. I think I was so entrenched in Nickelodeon live action shows that our siblings who are 10, 8, and 6 years older than us would watch. Adventures of Pete and Pete, Salute Your Shorts, you know, we're like, that's prime live action comedy.
Funny.
These two stupid yelling yahoos.
Yeah, not these spazzes. Rescue Me, Dennis Leary, Notorious Joke Theft, Thief, The L Word, Hustle, Drawn Together, Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends, Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide.
Again, a show that was catered towards us and I thought was stupid.
Exactly. We are, I don't know if you can tell, but we're kind of authorities on comedy.
We are what they call highfalutin.
Yeah, exactly. No, any of these shows we say we didn't think, like, now I don't really care.
Yeah, it's what's one of the things,
and
too.
There are plenty of, like, funny people who have good senses of humor that liked these shows.
And I don't want to devalue it for anybody else because they obviously had so much value to a lot of people who are our age, a few years younger.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's like, well, if you found enjoyment, that's fine. No, for real. Like, if you found enjoyment out of it, that's amazing. Like, that's
absolutely
awesome. And I am so happy for you. That's great. I don't want to devalue this for you. We're saying these things kind of like being faux, like snooty about it. But really, there were a lot of people who loved them for very good reasons.
Oh, yeah.
And that's wonderful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Danny Phantom, Project Runway, The Batman, The Apprentice, Ghost Hunters, Survivor Man, Phil of the Future, The Biggest Loser.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of The Apprentice.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Because Donald Trump's a loser, and they're all losers. Laguna Beach, The Real Orange County, Pimp My Ride, Summerland.
With Jailbird Lori Loughlin in it.
Yep. Who has many entitled children. Life as We Know It, The Catherine Tate Show, Regenesis. Unfabulous.
All right, calm down.
Unfabulous. Power Rangers Dino Thunder. Wife Swap.
Power Rangers Dino Thunder had the late Jason David Frank in it as Tommy Oliver.
Yep. TNA Impact. Mm-hmm. So when they had the more regular TV show.
Yeah.
And then I Love the 90s, which watched a lot of those I Love shows.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you can tell.
Yeah.
And then some of the finales. Well, the only finales we cover are ones of shows that started before 2000. Because if it's a show that started from 2000 on, we'll cover it in the debuts sections of that respective year. But some TV finales, Becker, some Ted Danson, Angel.
David Boreanaz, who's in The Crow, Wicked Prayer.
Yes, he was. The Drew Carey Show, which I love The Drew Carey Show.
So good. I wish it were more widely available.
Yeah, that's true. Me too. Frasier.
Yeah, it's not
Kelsey
a good
Grammer,
show.
Friends.
It was popular.
Yeah. Hey Arnold.
I loved Hey Arnold.
Oh, yeah. And as you'll see, you know, the adolescent turning of the page, the end of a lot of shows that we watched, like Hey Arnold, Johnny Bravo.
Love Johnny Bravo.
Mm-hmm. We didn't watch The Parkers, but The Parkers ended.
And the reruns were on before SmackDown on Thursday nights.
Very true. The Ricky Lake talk show.
Ah, yes.
Rocket Power. Didn't watch Rocket Power, but it was on that same block of Nickelodeon
shows.
It was
right in the ballpark of stuff we did watch.
Rugrats. Did watch
grew
that.
Grew up with Rugrats.
Yep.
It started the year we were born.
Exactly.
So it felt like that was our show.
Exactly. NHL Tonight and Sex and the City.
Ah, gotcha. So, some big debuts, some huge finales. I remember the Friends finale being massive. But here are some sports. And this is actually the part in the 2004, the original 2004 recording to where my computer died.
Yes.
Not today, bitch.
Not today, bitch.
I'm speaking to my computer. Not today, you bitch. Bless you.
I'm allergic to language. Bad language.
Oh, well. Okay, hope you took your Allivert. some sports, events in sports. So first with football, Super Bowl 38 for the 2003-2004 season, the Patriots beat the Panthers, which that's where Nipplegate happened.
Yep.
That was the Patriots' second Super Bowl, so on their second of six.
Like right before they became a dynasty.
Yeah. The 2004 Hall of Fame class had John Elway and Barry Sanders.
Ooh.
So quite possibly, to a lot of people, the two best players of all time at their positions.
Yep.
Ben Roethlisberger, some jabron named Ben Roethlisberger, makes his first start after former XFL league MVP and great Tommy Maddox goes down with an elbow injury.
We hardly knew ye.
Yeah. Sorry, Tommy. Peyton Manning breaks Dan Marino's single-season touchdown record after tossing his 49th touchdown of the season.
Okay.
So some baseball. Barry Bonds becomes third player in MLB history to hit 700 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
The Montreal Expos play their last game before the team moves to Washington, D.C. to become the Nationals.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. They play, I think, half their season in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
Because they were owned by the MLB at that point. And they got their asses kicked by the Mets 8-1. The AL beats the NL in the 2004 All-Star Game at Minute Maid Park. It's funny because, like, Roger Clemens is a douchebag, so I'll laugh at Roger Clemens. He was in 2004, he was retired for, like, 5 minutes.
And then
he went to the Astros, and I think he had 22 wins that year.
Yeah.
So he still was still the Rocket.
Amazing.
And he was almost 40, and he was dominant, and he was starting in the All-Star Game.
Yeah.
It was at Minute Maid Park, which is in Houston, and it was this big pomp and circumstance, all these video packages. And
just for Roger Clemens.
Just for Roger Clemens, and they were going to have, I think it was in the seventh inning, it could have been earlier, they were going to have this video package celebrating his career.
Yeah.
First inning, he lets up 6 runs. It was so funny to watch.
Welcome home.
Yep. So I was like, couldn't have happened.
Exactly.
And I was like, do we even need to show this video package anymore?
Yeah.
He kind of got lit up.
We had a whole ceremony planned, but I think we're going to not do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. It was hilarious. Miguel Tejada wins the Home Run Derby, yet another Home Run Derby champ who was popped for steroids.
Mm-hmm.
The Boston Red Sox break the 86-year-long curse of the Bambino, which for us St. Louis fans, it wasn't as fun to watch because they swept the 105-win St. Louis Cardinals.
Jeez, what in a the dominant World Series. Cardinals team.
That was such a fun season to pay attention to because we were young baseball fans still in the middle of a undefeated baseball season.
Yep.
Loved baseball, and our team, the Cardinals, they were the best team in the National League, 105 wins.
Yep.
Only the most upper echelon of teams in MLB history have had 100-plus wins.
Albert Pujols, Jim Edmonds, Scott Rowland, Larry Walker,
mm-hmm.
Reggie Sanders.
Yeah. A lot of names.
Yep.
A strong team.
Uh-huh.
We got swept by the Red Sox, who got hot in the postseason. So it just goes to show.
Team of destiny.
Momentum. Sometimes it's momentum that beats the best of teams.
Yep.
Ken Griffey Jr. hits his 500th home run on Father's Day in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson gets his 4,000th strikeout.
Nice.
Ichiro Suzuki breaks George Sisler's single-season hit record with 262.
Ichiro!
Yeah, baby. Finally, Greg Maddux notches his 300th win.
Nice.
In the NBA, the Detroit Pistons upset the Los Angeles Lakers 4-1 in the NBA championship.
I remember.
I remember thinking that was cool because the Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup in 2003-2004 season, and it's that and the Pistons were owned by the same guy.
Oh, yeah.
Clyde Drexler becomes the 2004 Hall of Fame, becomes one of the 2004 NBA Hall of
Clyde
Fame inductees.
Clyde.
Yeah. Hockey, the Tampa Bay Lightning defeat the Calgary Flames 4-3 in the 2004 Stanley Cup, which I remember watching that.
Yep.
The lockout is announced for the 2004-2005 season. For the 2003-2004 season, Vinny Domfus, Mark Messier, Ron Francis, Al MacInnis, Felix Potvin, Adam Oates, and Scott Stevens all play their last games.
Oh, okay.
Martin St. Louis wins the Art Ross and Lester B. Pearson and Hart Trophy, so Art Ross is most points in a season.
Right.
Lester B. Pearson is the voted by the players as the best, and then the Hart Trophy's voted, or it's one of those is Lester B. Pearson has become the Ted Lindsay, which is, I think, voted by the players as the best. And then Hart Trophy is voted by the media as the best, or vice versa. Scott Niedermayer wins the Norris for best defenseman.
Yeah.
John Tortorella wins Jack Adams, best coach. Rick Nash and Ilya Kovalchuk tie for the Rocket Richard Trophy. Each had 41 goals that year.
Okay,
most goals in a season.
Ilya Kovalchuk.
Martin Brodeur wins the Vezina and Jennings trophies, which Vezina is the best all-around goalie. Jennings is the best goals against average. Ray Bourque, Paul Coffey, and Larry Murphy, all amongst 2004 NHL Hall of Fame inductees, all offensive scoring defensemen. The Summer Olympics in Athens, which I mentioned that earlier. Now on to wrestling.
Yes.
October 22nd and 23rd, 2004, I note as the days our wrestling fandom began. So I'm sure when you talk about a couple of the wrestling games that came
out.
That
whole time of year, just think back so fondly on.
I'm going to hold off on the WrestleMania 20 results. Usually in these 2000s retrospectives, we'll give mainly the WrestleMania results as the wrestling story, because we're going to have an episode coming up about WrestleMania 20 very soon here. But Chris Benoit wins the 2004 Royal Rumble, which will obviously lead to the events of WrestleMania 20. Eddie Guerrero becomes WWE champion at No Way Out 2004.
Brock Lesnar. What a great moment.
It was great. Primetime, Elix Skipper, tightrope walks the top of the six sides of steel cage at Turning Point 2004 and hits a Hurricane Rana on Chris Harris of the America's Most Wanted Tag Team, who was sitting on top of the cage himself. If you are at least the slightest percent interested, if you Google or in YouTube just put in Primetime Elix Skipper, it's going to be the first result.
Yeah.
Watch this move.
It is a death-defying spot.
Yes.
Easily one of the greatest wrestling spots of all time.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. And voted the number one spot in TNA history.
Yeah.
2004 WWE Hall of Fame. So the first time it was actually like showcased in a big way instead of just at a banquet hall.
Yeah.
Big John Studd, Don Morocco, Jesse Ventura, Greg the Hammer Valentine, Harley Race, Tito Santana, Sergeant Slaughter, Superstar Billy Graham, The Junkyard Dog, Pete Rose, and my favorite of that class, Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Hooray.
The PWI Pro Wrestling Illustrated Awards. Wrestler of the Year was Chris Benoit. Tag Team of the Year is America's Most Wanted, James Storm and Chris Harris.
Yeah.
Match of the Year, the World Heavyweight Championship Triple Threat at WrestleMania 20, which we for sure will go in depth about with Jeff Wright on the WrestleMania 20 episode. Feud of the Year, Triple H versus Chris Benoit. Most Popular, John Cena.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Most Hated, Triple H. Most Improved, Randy Orton. Most Inspirational, Eddie Guerrero. Rookie of the Year, Monty Brown.
Yeah, the Alpha Male.
Oh, yeah. Women's Wrestler of the Year, Victoria. Lifetime Achievement Award, Pat Patterson.
Nice.
The Young Bucks debut, Matt and Nick Jackson, who they are running roughshod and AEW indie darlings for so many years.
Oh, yeah.
Now finally getting kind of that big break in all Elite Wrestling. John Moxley debuts. And Randy
AEW.
He is the backbone of AEW.
He was Dean Ambrose in WWE.
And finally, Randy Savage officially retires in 2004.
Legend. Everyone knows the Macho Man.
Oh, yeah. I think his final match was in TNA.
Okay. Yeah. Yep. I think you are right. Some video games. A lot of very popular, a lot of famous video games. Mm-hmm. A lot of ones that are important to us.
Mm-hmm.
Halo 2.
Man.
Comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Madden 2005.
Yeah.
Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater.
Mm.
Def Jam Fight for New York. Half-Life 2. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
Man.
Yeah.
Big game.
Oh, yeah. Far Cry.
Mm.
World of Warcraft.
My God.
Yeah. Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
Man, played that on PlayStation 2.
ESPN NFL 2K5.
One of, if not the greatest football game of all time.
Easily. I have a copy at my home.
Mm-hmm. Played it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also one of the reasons is because one of the reasons that it got more looks and more people saying this is because it sold at a $20 price
the 2K
point.
Games, mm-hmm. the brand new 2K games, they'd sell them at $20.
That's how we were able to get it.
Oh, yeah. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic, Doom 3, Jack 3, Need for Speed Underground 2, Fable, Sly 2 Band of Thieves, Ratchet and Clank Up Your Arsenal. Oh, so such funny play on words. Silent Hill 4, The Room, The Sims 2.
We played The Sims 2.
Yeah. Spider-Man 2, which before the Insomniac Spider-Man game came out, Spider-Man 2 was regarded as the best Spider-Man video game ever. Like a great game. Leisure Suit Larry Magna Cum Loud. Speaking of great games, I've never played it. Metroid Prime 2 Echoes. Red Dead Revolver. So the precursor to Red Dead Redemption.
For real?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea.
Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. The SpongeBob SquarePants movie game. Pokemon Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Hey.
Yeah. The Suffering. Hitman Contracts. Driver, Prince of Persia, Warrior Within, Medal of Honor, Pacific Assault, The Incredibles, Video Game, Crash Twinsanity, The Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventures.
Legend of Zelda.
WWE Day of Reckoning.
Young
wrestling fans seeing the ads for this game. It is only on GameCube.
Yeah.
Or else we would have played it.
It was the ads, and also, like, it was before YouTube, so we kind of had to, like, find, like, a website that would stream a video of the trailer, and we watched it so much.
Oh, yeah.
Because it also shared a soundtrack with SmackDown vs. Raw as well.
Yep. NFL Street. It's a great
game.
MVP Baseball 2004. Fight Night 2004. NFL Street 2.
Wait, the same year?
Yeah. NFL Street came out at the beginning of 2004. NFL Street 2 came out at the end. So popular. Paper Mario, The Thousand Year Door. Star Wars Battlefront. Call of Duty United Offensive. The game that I credit as getting us into wrestling.
Yes.
Showdown Legends of Wrestling.
Oh, yes.
On a nippy October night. We went to on a Friday. We went to Blockbuster. And mom let us rent a video game, and we were in the mood for, like, a fighting game.
Yeah.
And so we saw this and thought, well, we can also sit and make fun of it, too. And there was no making fun of anything. Like, we were immediately, like, taken in by all. And it helps that the whole roster was all legends of wrestling, obviously.
Yeah.
And it had guys like Bret Hart and Sting.
We knew Sting and
Diamond
Hulk Hogan.
Diamond Dallas Page, Hulk Hogan, Randy Savage. But, like, you sit there and just this interest grew to find out more legends.
Yeah.
And then you find obsessedwithwrestling.com.
Yeah.
And then you're like, well, I kind of want to watch current wrestling.
Yeah.
How can I watch current wrestling?
Yeah.
Kind of stuff like that. And, like, with anything, if we sink our teeth into it, and this is how a lot of people are, you're like obsessively trying to find out as much as you can about it.
Especially the 2 years, seventh and eighth grade of middle school, were consumed. Everything was filtered through the wrestling lens.
Oh, yeah.
Consumed by wrestling.
Yep.
And it was one of the, it was like you said, we rented it just with the intent of making fun of it. And I distinctly remember, like, our first match, like, being silly and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But then, like, pretty quickly, like, shutting up and actually, like,
this is interesting,
getting interested by it. And the next day was a Saturday, being like, no clue when any wrestling was on.
Yeah.
But I remember flipping through the channels, and I was like, I wonder if there's any wrestling. Like, I wonder if I can find wrestling.
Yeah.
And it just so happened on our channel, on our WB affiliate, Channel 11, there was a Raw review show for like an hour.
Yep.
It reviewed the happenings that went on with Raw.
Yep.
And it just so happened that Tuesday was the
Taboo Tuesday,
which was a Tuesday pay-per-view that was done through like internet voting or whatever.
Yep.
And I remember being like, wrestling. And like, I distinctly remember the first thing was Shelton Benjamin versus Chris Jericho reviewing that Intercontinental Championship match, and like changing the channel because I thought I heard mom coming, and then changing it back. And
I poked my head in.
And it was the schoolgirl match with the Divas. And
we also were hitting puberty at this point.
A 12-year-old me hitting puberty was like, wow.
Yep.
But ever since then, though, right after that, because you and I would split internet time.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you would have an hour on there, and I would have an hour on there. Right after that, went right on the internet, and within a day or two, found online obsessedwithwrestling.com.
Yeah, they were building to Survivor Series, weren't they?
After the events of Taboo Tuesday, and then in that October of 2004, they're building to Survivor Series, which was the first pay-per-view we ever experienced as fans.
Yeah, we didn't watch it.
We didn't watch it, but the build-up and the hype around it. It was magical.
Yeah,
it really
was. It was great. ATV Off-Road Fury 3.
Yes. It was a Friday, a nippy Friday
exactly.
in October.
It's like, let's make fun of some vehicles. ESPN Major League Baseball with Jason Giambi on the front. Played that. And then if Showdown got us into wrestling, once we were in, we had to have this game because couldn't get Day of Reckoning because it was for GameCube. But this came out on all platforms, SmackDown versus Raw.
I cannot tell you how hyped we were about this game. Like, I can try now, but, you know, obviously I can't get in the headspace of a 13, 14-year-old. But, like, SmackDown versus Raw was everything. It was, like, every other game I still would like NFL 2K5. I still would like playing whatever MLB 2004 or something like that. Every other game took a backseat to SmackDown vs. Raw.
Yep.
I just lost interest for the time being in those. And we were so obsessed with it, involved with it, wanted it so much. And when we finally got it, we were so into it. It became a punishment. Like, all right, no, it's not no video games. It's like no, you can't play your wrestling game.
Yeah.
And like, and we got so in trouble one time that for a month we weren't allowed to play a video game. And the only way we were is if I got a haircut.
Yeah.
Because at the time I had really long hair.
Yep.
I have long hair now, but like, I had the longest hair I'd ever had at that point. So
I was like, get the haircut.
I took one for the team.
Get the damn haircut.
Because I wanted to play it too.
Yeah.
And I took one for the team, and that's when we figured out the lost art of creator wrestler websites that you would print off formulas.
Yeah.
And you would, you can, sometimes we would have to write them down because we would get in trouble if we would like print stuff because printing stuff is expensive.
It's expensive. You go through all the paper.
Yeah. So
and
like
ink.
Yep. And
toner.
Yes. Everything that goes in with a printer.
You could burn out the mechanisms.
Okay. Yes, you're correct. Anyway, SmackDown vs. Raw was everything. And then SmackDown vs. Raw 2006 was
a superior game.
It definitely was a superior game. And now if you look at SmackDown vs. Raw, it's very...
And Showdown Legends of Wrestling.
And Showdown Legends of Wrestling.
They're both not great.
It's nostalgia, though.
Oh, big time.
SmackDown Raw 2006 was better. May have done more with SmackDown Raw 2008 or the WWE games now.
Yeah.
Like, there's much more to do. It's much more intuitive. They're not going to give me the nostalgia SmackDown Raw did.
Nope. That's it.
That was 2004.
2004.
It's funny that, like, 2004 to us, there's so much. But in sixth grade, that was, like... nostalgic and great, but for us, kind of 2004 in a nutshell is kind of that 3 or 4 month period, you know, before and during the beginning of junior high.
Yep.
And you know, as we get lower into the episodes here, we're just going to talk more about what we thought, you know, where our headspace was at in elementary school. But this was kind of 2004. You had mentioned is the turning of the page.
Yep.
Adolescence into teenage.
Oh, yeah.
Teenagehood. Those teenage years.
Yep.
Getting more involved with stuff at church in different ways and blah, blah, blah. There's nostalgia in that, too. And
oh, yeah. Agreed.
I think you mentioned in our original recording of this, but I didn't mention it here. I know this isn't the same for everybody, and actually, sometimes I feel bad. It's like a survivor's guilt because I know middle school is terrible for a lot of people. I liked middle school.
I loved it.
I really, really liked middle
school. I think back very fondly on middle school.
But again, I have... empathy for those that's not the same because those first few teenage years are terrible or can be for us. I really
fortunately we didn't have that experience
exactly but hopefully you all had a good experience listening to this episode. We love doing these retrospectives
for sure.
That we're getting close to the end of the 2000s.
Yep.
We're gonna do the 80s
yep
at some point. We may have a different kind of retrospective in between the end of the 2000s and when we start doing the 80s. I would like to in the 80s have mom on for a couple episodes. She was in her 20s in the 80s, so she would have a firsthand account on a lot of stuff in there. But that's the future. We're talking about the past now.
No more future is futile.
No more future talking about the past. We're talking about the present. We're talking about the past and the present right now.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Get with the program, please.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. Thank you for listening. And until the next time,
be good to yourselves, be good to each other, because why would you want to be rude when you could be rad? We'll see you next time.
This concludes our broadcast day.